This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Resident Evil Village, The Winter's Expansion Review. After beating Resident Evil Village the first time, I was extremely satisfied with how the horror story played out from start to finish. When Capcom announced it was making an expansion, I knew it would be a tough act to follow. Unfortunately, the three parts of The Winter's expansion aren't up to it. Its new campaign is extremely short, rushed, and does little to improve on Village's story. And the new way to play the main game makes it less scary than it was the first time around. The main bright spot is the update to Mercenaries, which gives the people more of what we want. Lady Dimitrescu. Shadows of Rose is the extremely short new single-player story campaign included in the Winter's expansion. It is set 16 years after Village's events, but does little to move Village's story forward. For less than 3 hours, you play as Ethan Winter's daughter Rose as she tries to find a cure to remove her mold powers. Seeing and learning more of Rose's struggles while growing up was interesting, and you do get to revisit abridged versions of iconic locations from Village, most notably Castle Dimitrescu. But there are no critical revelations that would have changed the context of Village's story or made Rose's feel essential. Even the puzzles are more straightforward than those in the main game. Maybe this expansion is helping to set up the next Resident Evil story, but as of now it feels like an afterthought at best. Unlike Resident Evil 7 and Village, Shadows of Rose is played in a third-person perspective, which was a nice change of pace, but I was disappointed at the lack of fluidity the controls have. Compared to the remakes of Resident Evil 2 and 3, the Rose doesn't feel anywhere near as responsive when shooting at enemies or interacting with most objects. Combat suffers as well. Rose is equipped with a pistol, a shotgun, and her ability to shoot magic at enemies and temporarily stun them or push off certain enemies that get too close. Your guns cannot be upgraded at any point, though her powers can, and they make good tools for conserving ammo or achieving a no-damage or stealth-type run through the campaign that you couldn't do in the base game. I just wish they were used more creatively, especially considering one of her more interesting powers does not come along until the end of the story when there's barely any time left to make use of it. There's not much enemy variety in play either. The third and final new piece of content included in the Winter's expansion is Mercenaries Additional Orders, which adds new stages that increase the difficulty for those of us who stream-rolled through the original batch, and three new characters. We get to play as Chris Redfield, Carl Heisenberg, and everyone's favorite tall vampire lady. Chris is unlocked from the start, but you have to S-rank one of the maps before you can put yourself in the shoes of Lady Dimitrescu. Mercenaries feels a lot more complete than it did at launch, as each of the four characters has their own weapons and abilities that improve the mode immensely. I especially enjoyed Chris's ability to sucker punch enemies and do some decent damage, making it a good last-minute offensive move you can use instead of blocking. The verdict. The Winter's expansion is mostly an underwhelming follow-up to Resident Evil Village. While Mercenaries Additional Orders has some valuable new maps and characters that help flesh out the time attack mode and give Lady Dimitrescu another chance to enchant us, the disappointingly short and inessential Shadows of Rose story campaign and somewhat awkward third-person option for the main game left me feeling unseasonably lukewarm on The Winter's.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one.
As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.